We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Back inside the WVU Coliseum, West Virginia wins it tonight over Akron in exhibition play, 74-59. Joined here courtside by the head coach of the Mountaineers, Bob Huggins. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, TC.
That was interesting.
Maybe from where you were sitting.
Well, what do you mean by that?
We just don't finish things, Tony. We don't put people away. And that's the conversation we had in there. I mean, how many times are we going to not put people away?
What's interesting, though, Huggs, you had the big halftime lead. You're up 15. You did start to put them away at the start of the second half. You built that lead up to 32 points 5 minutes into the second half. So I thought, and we talked about it here, we thought, okay, this is a good indication, a good sign that the team continues to go out there and pound away, and then it did evaporate from 15 minutes on.
It did. It did, and we quit playing. So that's the conversation we had in there with the guys that had been around. I mean, how many times are we going to do that?
What did you like?
I thought our ball movement was pretty good early, and then it got real stagnant. I thought we guarded pretty well, team guarded pretty well early, and then that evaporated. We get satisfied in times when there's no room for satisfaction.
Rebounding, you get outboarded 36-32. You knew that was going to be a question mark coming in. What was your take on your work on the glass?
Well, it was good early. It was good early, and then we quit playing. And, you know, this game will jump up and bite you if you don't continue to work at it. It'll just jump up and bite you. And all of a sudden, the ball won't go in. Your man's going by you. Balls aren't bouncing in your direction. They're bouncing away from you. You know, Billy Hahn used to say constantly to basketball gods.
And, can't cheat the game.
Can't cheat the game.
Yeah.
We tried to cheat the game today.
Second half you did. Yeah, did. Has Taz Sherman been that dominating in practice?
No, has not. Has not. Now him and Sean together have. Sean had a bad day. It happens.
Well, at least he would shoot through his misses, and he tried to do some other things. He had 3 assists in this game. So you have to look on the one side for Sean, because you know Sean is going to make shots, Hugs. You know he's going to make them. And you know, I don't worry about Sean shooting the basketball.
Well,
maybe you do.
4 for 12, I would worry.
You would?
I would.
What would worry you?
He's not. He didn't make shots. He didn't make shots when they crowded him. He didn't get open.
Let's talk about
he
it.
He took hard shots. Yeah. He's 4 for 12 because he took hard shots. Yeah. He's not 4 for 12 because he missed some shots. He's 4 for 12 because he took hard shots.
Does that mean he didn't let the game come to him? Or
no, he didn't let the game come to him. Now, that being said, we want him to go hunt shots.
Yeah.
Just like we want Taz to go hunt shots.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like you going deer hunting, Jay. Deer hunting. If you don't see the deer, you don't keep firing the gun.
Solid point, Hugs.
Pretty good analogy. Wasn't right on top.
Really good.
That's going to go a long way
really
for
good.
Me.
And a frightening thought about Jay deer hunting. But anyway.
Well, I don't hunt that deer. Anyway. Post defense, not to your liking?
No. Our defense period's not to my liking. I thought we had spells where we tried to guard, and then we quit guarding. They took the fight to us in the end. Mm-hmm. We didn't take the fight to them.
Well, when you look at that doesn't make any difference, because the guys you want on the floor the guys you had on the floor for a long time, were not Taz Sherman. McNeil was in there. Sherman wasn't. He was your best offense.
Taz is not going to play 40 minutes, Jay.
No. Well.
When we took him out because he's continually had cramps in his calf.
Well, Sean will have to pick it up. Jalen Bridges, I thought, had a decent night tonight. He had 5 rebounds for you. He came into this game. He shot, played 20 minutes, had 5 rebounds, 7 points. And I think he doesn't, he just goes and plays. He doesn't force anything. And he's a good corner shooter, but he couldn't get open. So he didn't take them.
Yeah, he had some early. But, I mean, he's got to do a lot of things for us.
Yeah, he does.
Hugs, how important is this tape when you start to sit down and watch this? How important can this be for you guys?
Real important. Real important, because it's you can't say that wasn't me. That was you. That was you who didn't get back. That was you who didn't guard your man. That was you who gave a straight line drive. That was you who didn't block out. Didn't put a body on anybody. Didn't try to go rebound it offensively. Didn't pass it to a guy who was open because you were too busy dribbling trying to get yourself a shot. Those things come out, you know, pretty clear when you look at them on film.
Correctable are those? I'm sorry. How correctable are those? Can you get it? Can you get it there?
That's up to them, Tony. That's entirely up to them. I can tell you this. I mean, it's. Guys pouting because they don't play enough. Play better. It's pretty simple.
I've always said that.
Guys, you know, the guys that I don't want to play too much early because they foul so much. Don't foul. It's not all that complicated. You know, I mean, I think we go to great extent sometimes to explain things to people who really don't want to hear it anyway. So the reality of it is, coach, what do I got to do to play more? Play better. If you play better, you'll play more.
Hugs, let me ask you this. Does it concern you that Isaiah Cottrell, Paul Polycap, and Gabe Osaboyan did not get to the foul line tonight?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. Honestly, it's probably good for us when they don't, some of them.
Yeah, but I didn't see the ball go inside very much at all. I don't know about you.
Well, Jay, when you throw it inside and they don't score,
you're not going to throw it in.
You're not going to continue to throw it in there.
No, I know. Well, how are they going to score if they don't get it?
Play better.
Okay.
There you go.
We can sit here and make all kind of excuses for them. Why?
Well, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying. Well,
but you know what? You're trying to accentuate what you perceive as a negative when the reality is if they're not going to score the ball, why the hell would we give them to them? Why would we give them the ball?
Well, the first thing that comes out to my mind is to balance the offense. Otherwise, if you're not going to throw the ball in there, they're going to guard that perimeter.
Balance the offense.
I mean, you got to get the ball inside to have some balance.
You ever watch an NBA game? You think they worry about balancing the offense?
No.
You think they worry about, hey, the big guy in there, he's starting to get pouting, get mad a little bit because we're not throwing him the ball. Well, get his ass out and put the next guy in. That's what they do in real life. And everybody wants to be a pro. If you're going to be a pro, play like a pro.
Tell you what, you're just pure. You're knocking off pearls of wisdom here tonight. Just knocking off pearls of wisdom.
Well, when you're set up with not so intelligent questions, it's pretty hard or pretty easy, rather. I'm sorry.
So I didn't ask any intelligent questions. I didn't ask.
None that I heard.
All right. Last question for you. With seven newcomers and knowing what you had, were you? Is this what you thought it would look like tonight? Does this surprise you what it looked like tonight?
Surprised me that we jumped out on them the way we jumped out on them. That surprised me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? I mean, Tony, they left Akron and forgot to make a left at Cambridge and ended up going from over to Parkersburg and across 50 to Clark.
The bus broke down in Doddridge County.
And the bus broke down and...
That's true.
Yeah.
Bus broke down in West Union last night.
That was a rough day.
That's a bad day.
That's a bad day. And then the bus driver, he must have had it on cruise. He forgot to make that hard left at Cambridge. You know?
We've been a few of those.
All right, buddy. We'll let you go, and we'll see you here before we see you, all right?
Good deal.
I'll try to come up with some better questions.
Please do. Please do. But, you know, people would like to hear something intelligent about that they could maybe share with their neighbors.
I'll try. I'm going to try.
Thanks, Hug. Mountaineer head coach Bob Huggins, West Virginia, wins it tonight over Akron, 74-59.